Good evening, everyone. This is Karen Woods. Sorry I'm late by about 9 minutes. Was having some technical issues for the show. But I'd like to open up with a word of prayer, if you would join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you on this evening for the wisdom and love that you bring into our presence. Lord God, comfort us in these times of distress, confusion. And Lord, please reign over this earth. Bring your kingdom of God here on this earth. And let us walk in love and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. So just a little housekeeping things here. If you want to dial in, you can. And the number should be displaying there on the computer for you. That number is 215-383-3898. So this is, we've got a 30-minute show, and actually I'm down to 20. And I just wanted to share briefly a little bit about my passion for social justice. It all begins with my life early as a little girl facing some racial injustice. And because of that, it is difficult now in my adult years to necessarily tolerate the discrimination. Not so much rallying to result in violence, but in different forms of protest. I like to talk my way during these type of times and pray. Others want to do demonstrations. But I kind of want to dive into the word here. I've been posting several scriptures in 1 John and want to focus on that and not so much on protesting, boycotting, and so forth, and try to remove ourselves from that word concerning and evolving around race. As I stated on Facebook, race is a social construct. And I remember one pastor was preaching, and he said, you know, whenever someone can put you in a category or label you, somehow that label determines who you become from that point forth. But I challenge you to look beyond a person's race, the color of their skin, and look at who they are as a human. And as most of you probably have heard, let's move in beyond race in terms of color of our skin to that we are the human race. We are humanity. And most powerful is that God requires that we love. And one thing that 1 John chapter 3, the verses starting with 16, calls us to love our brothers and sisters, and especially if we have the means, the resources, not just money, but time, to share a word and being of support of one another when we see that they are in need. Briefly, I touched on the truth, and I really do think the truth matters. And if you look and spend some time reading in your Bible, you will recognize in some portions of the Bible that the truth is also referred to Jesus as being the truth. If you explore in your Bible a little bit in the Gospel of John in chapter 4, the story of the woman at the well, and Jesus is patiently listening to her and also giving her some inspiring words to move her. What's really important about this particular relationship encounter is that Jesus and the woman at the well were from two different cultures. And most people that talk about the story like to talk about the differences in the genders, male and female, and that is true. but also the cultures were different, and how Jesus shared that moment with someone quite different than him. If we move a little bit further into that particular scripture and dig deeper, you know, you have to wonder, why did Jesus go to that well? And when he asked her about her husband, she quite easily could have lied about it and not admitted, but Jesus recognized that she told the truth. And what God is expecting from us, which is to worship him, he's seeking a people that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, yes, the spirit, but I think the spirit also includes the truth, not worshiping in flesh and deceit and lies, but worshiping him honestly and bringing your worship to him. And, of course, worship him in truth and sharing that truth in the presence of God. So, I believe the truth does matter. And this has a lot to do about how we live our lives. Of course, God knows when we're telling the truth and when we're not, and when we're not being truthful to ourselves and to others. So I encourage you to continue to read 1 John, the entire book, and just pray over reading that book. 1 John also talks about light and darkness, where he compares the darkness to children of Satan. And he's not, the author of 1 John is not shy about just coming out with the truth. You know, we can't walk around this world saying that we belong to God and not speak the truth, not bring light to darkness, not revealing those things of the darkness, which are things that are untruthful, that it is our job as Christians to bring the light in the darkness, to remove the darkness. And so I compel each and every one of you to continue to do that and use the words of God, you know, to strengthen you during these turbulent times, to be comforted by what we see, because God is doing something miraculous behind all of this. Also, I'd like to draw your attention in these words that God compels us with, to love God with all our might, with all our strength, all our soul, all our mind. And if I was going to translate that, I would just say worshiping God with everything that you have, laying down those differences that are among us of different cultures, here goes that word, races, that we love him. And through loving God and God alone, can we begin to really love our neighbor. But if we continue to hold on to hate, then we are living in that darkness. So I want you to understand that we are here to love, to help our neighbor in those hours of need. Now, some of you might disagree with what I'm about to say, but I believe that those police officers in Dallas, Texas, lay down their lives, protect the protesters. And that shows a lot of bravery. And it doesn't mean that the protesters were bad. It doesn't mean we should point our finger at the protesters. The Dallas policemen showed a lot of courage. And they carried out their duty with the utmost bravery. That shouldn't be swept under the rug. They protected the rights of the protesters. But with the same token, flip side of that, we shouldn't blame the protesters. It was not the protesters. It was one young man, a sniper, and that destroyed the lives of those policemen. So we're not called to hate. We're called to love. In the midst of all of what's going on in the world, it is difficult to carry that banner of love. But we must. We must. We must focus on what did Jesus do by laying down and sacrificing his life for us. That's the ultimate love. So what are you going to do to show love, to show peace? You might recall in the Gospel of John when Jesus said that we're going to be in the world, but don't become of the world. It's our job to move past the hate language, the racist language, and call on God to comfort us, to strengthen us, to lead us in this time of turmoil. So I leave with you tonight. There's only like a few minutes left to a moment of silence to think on and reflect on 1 John, whatever chapter or verses you read, and set it in your heart to love. That is our greatest commandment, to love God and then to love our neighbor. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, I hope you had a chance to reflect. And I want to share with you some scripture from 1 John chapter 3, verse 19. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts. And he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And by this, we know that we are from the truth, that we are part of that vine, part of Jesus, that we abide in Jesus, that we are a reflection of that love in the world. And if you turn to 1 John 3, verse 18, I'd like for you to reflect on this. Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. In other words, not in just speaking and talking about love, but living our lives out and showing a manner of love to one another. This is how we know that we belong to the truth, when we not only speak love, but we do love and we show love to our neighbors. So as we close out this evening, think about how you show love, not just to your family, but to your neighbor, to individuals you do not know. How can you display love more clearly? And there may be some people that feel that they are beyond love because of the strife that we see in our society. But as Christians, and I call on Christians, you have the duty to love. And I believe that's why God said that loving Him is the first commandment. He is love. When we learn to truly and completely love God, He changes our hearts. He changes our minds. And whether we believe it or not, at some point in our lives, the hate that may be in our heart will show. And my prayer is that the love that we have in our hearts will shine brighter and will overcome the darkness in this world. So with this, I leave you with this word of prayer. And before the prayer, I will say this. I hope that this 30-minute time of reflection is helpful for you, that you will spend some time in 1 John, reading 1 John from beginning to the end and exploring what the truth is, what love is, what the darkness looks like, what the light is, and that God is calling His people to worship Him in spirit and truth. And that's what my prayer is, that we learn to love one another. And when one person hurts and aches and is distressed, that is something that is prompted in our spirit where we can share in that and offer comfort. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for these moments of reflection on Your word. Lord, You said that we will be in the world, but not become of the world. Lord, give us the strength, the insight, the wisdom to resist those things of the darkness, to move past all doubt. And this we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Have a peaceful and loving weekend. Thank you so much. Good night.